Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a pain-free Friday for us. Doling out minutes on the mahogany, waxing it up. 100, 200, a bad seed, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad others, bad taste, bad law, bad dude, bad bread, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York City. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do better. All my friend Nick, come rough at the first party, up rants on the west side, bend on some town, what a mess, this town's a tatter, my brain's splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake out. Are you with us tonight from New York? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. You can do it. 4227. There you go. Eric Horn will join us this hour at 40 pass. He covers the Thunder for the Oklahoman. Your boy Westbrook getting involved. 8 straight triple dubs. A little double dipple, do you? A little dabble dipple, little double dipple, do you? Later, the governor at 11:03 Eastern, 8:03 Lipstick City time. Of course, Tim Brando, the governor. Fox Sports. He's doing Nova Marquette tomorrow in Brewtown.
Yeah, he was up there today. I saw him tweet some picks out, so hanging up there, ready for a big matchup tomorrow. What, number 10 against number 14?
Strong effort right there. That's a hell of a game. I was talking about it today with somebody, one of my friends that has a gambling problem, along with me, that we'll be betting on that game tomorrow heavily. Mafia very upset with himself tonight that he didn't bet on the Pistons like I did because he had a chance to get him in game, and it was a 4-point game. The Knicks were down, and Dennis Smith had 30, and he's like, the Knicks are in it. And then the Pistons beat him by 18.
Yeah, going into the fourth, it was only down 4. I mean, I couldn't believe it that they got blown out that bad that quick. But it's the Knicks, so I shouldn't be surprised.
All right. On top of that Nova Marquette game, you got Duke, Virginia tomorrow. And one thing I know is Virginia's top guard, the 6'4 kid, he's got a bad back. So he's going into this game. Remember they played him? He lit it up at Cameron Indoor. I don't know if you remember that game. It was 72-70. Carver High loves when there's a good game. And he gets involved when there's like a really tight game, right? So I'm sitting there watching that game, and I just think this team is unbelievable. Defensively, Bennett does a great job, and I'm always watching this team, how they develop to, you know, the season and everything. And I think Jerome's the kid. You know, he's unbelievable. He goes to the rack. He's got a little bit of a bad back going into this game, though. We'll see if it affects him in Charlottesville tomorrow. That's what they're saying. He's got, 5 dimes a game, a steal and a half a game. He does it all. He's scoring 13 a clip. You know, he's just getting it done. He gets around 4.5 rebounds a game, does everything. He's a great player. He's not afraid of the moment. He likes the big stage. He liked playing at Cameron Indoor. He got off in that game, too. They lost by 2. But they're a tough team. It's the only game they've lost all year. Carver High, do you give them a shot tomorrow at home against the Dukies, who get all the attention? Did I not tell you they were going to spend a week showing Zion Williamson miss dunk? Like, is there anything worse than the producer that decides what we'll do all day is show Zion Williamson missing dunks? Like, you know, I'd rather, you know, for me, I'll watch him make some windmill dunks over the, you know, repeated highlight of him missing, which for some reason they're fascinated when he misses.
Yeah, I like Duke tomorrow. I think that Duke wins.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
stop the press. Whoa,
like Duke.
You're just not having it.
I'm not having it at all. They're better than Virginia.
Mafia, are you going to go with the Virginia Cavs Wahoo at home?
I am not. I think that they're going to do what they did that first
Screw
game.
You too.
We're going to stick with them for a long time. They're going to hold them down for a bit, and then the last 7 to 5 minutes, Duke's going to start pulling away.
So I'm watching this great game. I'm going to take Virginia in that game, folks. Think big. This game, Carolina scored late with about 13 minutes left, and the Rangers are pouring it on with 9.5 to go at the Garden, the only hockey game tonight. And Carolina leads it 1-0 with about 9.5 to go and rolling at MSG, the world's most famous. Had a big celebration there tonight, Mafia, of the 94 Stanley Cup champs. And it's really the first time I've heard that hockey crowd at the Garden cheer like that in a while. It's been 25 years. Like, tonight they were roaring for that Messier team, and it was a scene to behold. And then I got a story about Keenan. You know, he had prostate cancer really bad. My old buddy Mike Keenan. Isn't it interesting, if you think about it, how all of what most would deem jerks, like Mike Keenan and Bob Knight, these types, that they all love me. The ones that are the biggest jerks in sports. Are they not? Like, both of those guys love me. I love Keenan. I think he's awesome. He's always been a fan of the show. He's been on the show a million times. I hope he's doing all right physically. I love Mike Keenan. I thought he was a great coach. Did you respect him, Mike Keenan?
Of course. He brought the first cup there in 54 years. That was when I first got into hockey because my dad was never really a big fan of the sport. So when all of a sudden the Rangers were in the cup, that's when I started watching and getting into the game and took, you know, right to my heart.
So
I loved it.
So what's the deal? You were going to wuss out tomorrow and not play basketball because you're hanging out with your dad all day? What kind of femmy excuse is that?
Yeah, I'm wussing out. I'm doing construction for 2 days. That's wussing out.
It's not good
out.
Enough, but I have been banned from playing tomorrow.
I'm doing all the stuff that you call me to your house to do.
Do you think I'm going to go there in the morning and work out and they're going to have, like, those little blow-up dolls out in the, you know, those blow-up...
Like the bounce house and
bouncy
stuff?
Bouncy houses in the gym again day? Probably. Is that what it is? Someone rented it out for a birthday party? I guarantee
it's not
this.
A birthday party. Some kind of event, they said.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a party to me. It ruins my weekend, I'll tell you that much. I can't play. I was going to play with those D1 guys tomorrow, but they play at 6 in the morning, and they light me up.
And they don't like you.
And they don't like me. You're right about that. That makes it even more interesting. I got people that want to bust my nose when I play against them. Because I show up, son. That's a nice way of saying in Portuguese, I play dirty. Whatever you want to do. You want to bang? Let's go. I'm your guy. You want to get into the foxhole? Call Pharrell. Check out. Ooh. Mafia knows it's true. Mavi has become a warrior playing with me as well. Anyway, I'm going to go through all the college basketball games for you. There's 17 of them tomorrow that are good, I think. So we're going to go over those tonight for you on the show. It's going to be very exciting. And the NBA told the Pelicans they'd fine him $100,000 per game if they sat AD after not trading him. Is that like a threat or something? Why not just play? They're worried about him getting injured. Everybody worries about getting injured. Isn't that when you get injured, when you worry about it? Just go play. Just play. Play him less minutes. Don't play him on back-to-backs. That's what I heard they're going to do. Despite spring training being days away, reports say Bryce Harper and Manny Machado are still holding out for $300 million-plus deals. Neither one of them wants to be the first to sign. Which one do you think will sign first? Machado with the White Sox or Harper with the Phillies? Because everybody seems to think Carver High is going to come back to that. That's where they're going.
It seems that way.
Do you buy
way.
That?
Yeah.
Harper,
mean,
the Phillies.
I still don't believe that at this point $300 million is going to happen. I mean, I feel like they would have gotten it already and they'd be signed. At this point, I just don't see it happening.
Dana White says Conor McGregor, Cowboy Cerrone match would likely happen before a rematch with Khabib Nurmagomedov, who beat Conor McGregor. Is this a good match for Conor to get back on the winning track? I'm sure they'll fix that one so that he beats Cowboy Cerrone and gets back to winning.
That's a tough one. I mean, Cowboy's a big name in the sport. He's been around forever.
He's a big name,
anybody.
But he's been around
he's
forever.
Not, he's not at the top of his game right now, but he can still knock him out.
He can knock
careful.
Him out. I think Conor McGregor will win that fight.
Probably. And they also said that Ferguson's going to get the first shot at Khabib when he comes back.
Yeah, I saw that today, too. There you go. PharrellAtABench.com for all the weekend hoops and hockey. It's all happening. Get the best picks. Everybody knows it's the best site. It's the cheapest. The return is sickening. You know, I'll have a bad night here and there, but I have so many good nights, it's ridiculous, and everybody knows it. All the fans that are on there that are members love it. NBA, College Rack, NHL, Boxing, MMA, Daily Fantasy, it's all on PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Tomorrow, episode 143 of Pharrell on the Bets, my sports betting podcast, half-hour sports betting show. It comes out in the morning at 6:30 East on iTunes, Google Play, and Westwood One. Podcasts.com. Don't forget about Carver High's At Aisle Seat podcast. That's his hockey show about the Islanders exclusively. And they are having a bash at the Offside Tavern on the 23rd. It's in Manhattan on 14th Street. At 8 o'clock that night, you can come hang out, watch Carver High do the show live, drink heavily, and watch the Islanders play the Canucks. And then on the 28th, he's having a tailgate party at the Islanders Nassau Coliseum out in Long Island outside before they play the Leafs and their good friend John Tavares. And there'll be kegs there, and people will be drinking beer and smoking fatties. So that's all happening on the 23rd and 28th. There you go. Mafia, good news. You're telling me that it's brewing in Dallas, like percolating like coffee.
Yeah, there's some ideas flowing, potentials on the parties out there.
That didn't make any sense. All I know is that we're having a bash in Dallas. Know that. Make it happen. That's what I'm talking about. I love those people at the ticket. There's a lot happening down there at Carver High for the 15th of March. It's a Friday night, and then the fight is the 16th for Spencer Garcia at Jerry's World. I'm stoked. We're going. We're going to have a bash in Dallas. Tell your friends. Spread the news. P1s, whatever the hell you call yourselves. Be ready. Pharrell's coming back to Dallas to party. 855-212-4227. By the way, subscribe free to Pharrell on the Bets and follow on Twitter at on the Bets WWO.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So all kinds of changes happening here. Dramatic in-game changes. This is like in-game betting, Carver High at William Hill. When we're in the middle of a game and we start making action happen, we bet on a game right in the middle of the game, right in the middle of the second period, we start betting on teams.
Sometimes you got to call a couple audibles during the night.
So Tim Brando is out. The governor was called to the State Department this evening. He won't be able to make the show. So we've had tremendous opportunity here, open up, and look who it is. Unbelievable. Coming up, Pat Hickey here in a second. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4. CBS brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Best hockey writer in the world, Pat Hickey of the Montreal Gazette. There's nobody better. Award-winning. He's a stud. We always love having him on the bench. It's been a minute or two. How you doing, Pat?
It's always great to be with you, Scotty.
My man. How's everything? You doing well?
Everything's great.
I love hearing that. I love having you back on. We were talking about dynasties in hockey on the show the other night, and we were talking about that Montreal run in the 70s where there was about six of them in a row that they rattled off in 10 years, right? It was about, I don't know, 6 and 7 years or 6 and 8 years.
Yeah, five in a row and seven altogether.
I mean, it was just crazy. What do you remember most about that stretch?
Well, I remember, Ken Dryden obviously was a big part of that dynasty. Scotty Bowman was the coach. Every player on the team hated him. But if you ask them now, they go back and they say, geez, we wouldn't have been the same team without him. You had Guy Lafleur. You had, you just had just a litany of Hall of Famers. I think there were 8 Hall of Fame guys on that team. And they were just tremendous, just a tremendous team.
So they're playing some decent hockey again these days up there, aren't they?
It's a bit of a surprise. I mean, this team was, I think, third or fourth from the bottom last year. They got rid of their captain and leading scorer, Max Pacioretty. They got rid of Alex Galchenyuk, who was their first-round draft pick 5 or 6 years ago, a guy they had a lot of promise for. And, it looked like their number one defenseman, Shea Weber, was going to be out until December. Carey Price was coming off the worst year of his career, and he was starting a new 8-year contract that pays him $10.5 million. This looked like a team that was ready for a disaster, and they surprised everybody. They're playing Toronto tomorrow night. If they beat Toronto, they're in second place in the Atlantic Division.
I actually, just so we can be clear here, I bet on them tomorrow in that game already. I just think, they're hot. They won, they're like 8-1-1. They won 3 in a row. Tell me about their recent stretch of success where they've, beat up on the likes of the Oilers, Ducks, Jets, here the Leafs come in, and then they also in that, they had a nice run before that, too, with wins over the Avs, Bruins, Panthers, and Jackets, only to lose to the Flyers, surprisingly, and Devils, surprisingly, because, the Flyers got hot, but the Devils have stunk all year. But literally, they've won so many games, it's not even funny.
Yeah, they played very well in the last little while. Carey Price, I think, is the second best record of any goaltender from December 1st on, and that also coincides with Shea Weber's return on defense. But Price has won 7 in a row now. They're playing very well. They've gotten a lot out of their top line. Philip Deneau, who's probably the most underrated, underappreciated player in this city. He has Jonathan Drouin on one wing and Brendan Gallagher on the other wing. And these guys just beat teams with their speed. They've got a lot of speed. Not only are they the top scorers on the team, but they're also tasked with playing against the other team's top line, because Deneau is your best faceoff guy, your best defensive center. And they've just done a tremendous job at both ends of the ice. Last night, they just didn't give Winnipeg any room at all. They outshot them 53-34. They had to puck most of the night and just made it very difficult on the Jets.
So I can't believe Pat Hickey with us at the Gazette in Montreal, longtime friend of the show, talking pucks here early tonight on a pain-free Friday. I can't even believe that Ty Domi's kid has turned into this kind of player, to be honest with you. What do you think of him?
Yeah, he's done an amazing job. I mean, he was in Arizona before when he got traded for Alex Galchenyuk. The feeling was that the Canadiens gave away some size. They gave away some scoring. Domi hadn't played very well, hadn't lived up to expectations in Arizona. But it was interesting because when he said he got traded, he said he wanted to get back to a hockey environment. And that just wasn't there in Arizona. And it's turned out that he's right. I mean, he's thrived here. He enjoys playing in the spotlight in Montreal. He's their leading scorer. He's not very big, but he's very feisty, very much like his father, except with a lot more skill. And, he's just been great. Unfortunately, the last little while, his wingers have all been hurt. Thomas Tatar missed the game the other night with the flu. He's been playing with Paul Byron, who's been out with a forearm injury. And so the last couple of games, he hasn't done much. But, I think that once he gets some wingers back, they're going to be good. He'll have Tatar is back. And Andrew Shaw will probably be back tomorrow night. He hasn't played since December 31st. He had a neck injury, and he's got a history of concussion. So they were very, very wary about bringing him back too soon. And they've, he's been ready to go. He says he's been ready to go for a week now, but the medical people haven't agreed. But it looks like he will be back tomorrow night.
So let me ask you, Pat, when they are good like this, obviously it's the best place in the world to be, frankly, a hockey fan, if you ask me. I mean, there's nothing like that place. Like, I've been in there before when they're winning and it's, late February, March, and they're winning, and the fans are they're licking their chops, and they're getting ready for the Stanley Cup playoffs. The atmosphere must be palpable and building in Montreal right now, realizing that they've got a team no one thought was going to be this good, and all of a sudden they are this good, and everybody's got to be jacked up.
Yeah, I think everybody, there were a lot of people who canceled their season tickets at the end of last year. Tickets are expensive here. And there was a couple of games early in the season. They had a 12 or 13 game, 13 year streak where they didn't have a sellout every night. But last year, at the end of the year, people started, tickets were sold, but people weren't showing up. And, so there was a few empty seats earlier in the season, but I think people realized that not only were they winning, but they're an exciting team. They're fun to watch. And I think that even on the nights they lost, people felt they were getting entertainment value. And now they're back to where they're having sellouts every night. And the atmosphere in the building, as you say, is just electric when they're winning.
Let me ask you lastly, I got 1 minute respectfully, Pat. What do you think of the, in the East, the Islanders, the way they've played, and what you see, in terms of the playoffs? I mean, these are going to be great playoffs because I think all of those teams, let's say if it were to end today, even as wild cards, Bruins and Penguins, whatever, you're talking about, those are really, 8 good teams And the way the Islanders have played has been crazy. And, you know, everybody else, Tampa, the numbers they have staggering. What do you think will happen with the East?
Well, I think Tampa's the team to beat, but I'm glad to see the Islanders. I'm a Long Island guy originally. My parents were Islanders season ticket holders for 20 years, and right from day one. So it's good to see them back. Of course, they got lucky. Lou Lamoriello came back as a general manager, and he got lucky when Barry Trotz was suddenly available. And I don't think there's a better coach in the NHL right now. And I think that's a big reason for their success. I think a lot of people felt when they lost John Tavares that this was going to be a team that was not going to be able to compete. But they've done a tremendous job there.
Hey, what do you think of that, Carver High, Jay Berman, two Islander fans? You should see them in here. They're like puppies. They're like puppies scraping the door. Their owner's coming home from work.
They're scraping at the door.
These Islander fans over here. Pat Higgy, they love you. They're like,
bring us Tavares in 3 weeks. Pat, let's go.
Pat grew up on Long Island. He likes the Islanders in the back of his mind. That's who he's rooting for. These guys are, what do you think, Jay? You're lapping it up.
I'm enjoying it.
It's unbelievable. Pat, great stuff tonight, brother. I love you. Keep bringing them home. We'll see how the Canadians do. I'll talk to you before the playoffs.
Don't be a stranger. Call anytime, Scott.
My man, Pat Hickey at the Montreal Gazette, our good friend, great hockey writer, one of the best, one of a kind.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, Eric Horn is our buddy, covers the Thunder for the Oklahoma, and he's back on the bench. How you doing, Eric? How's everything?
Well, everything's great, man. How are things with you?
I can't complain, to be honest with you. We've been on the road a lot, causing trouble in Vegas for multiple weeks, and our behavior was porous at best. I wanted to say, I think the Thunder are killing it lately. How have you enjoyed watching this little run they've been on where they have just been destroying everyone? The only game they lost was a close one in Boston.
Yeah, it's been kind of an interesting run because, you know, their defense has kind of taken a step back since the beginning of the season, but their offense has taken off. And, you know, since probably January 1st, turn of the year, they've been one of the best offenses in the league, hitting a ton of threes, exciting to watch. And, you know, if they can get kind of both of those parts going together, they're going to be scary, man. But it's been fun to watch them kind of find their offensive footing in the last month. Five weeks or so.
I mean, they are breathing down Denver's necks. I mean, they are right there, and they lost tonight in Philly, and they've been on the road. And, here you are playing in H-Town tomorrow night. That's a big game for you because you're creeping up on Denver for sure and playing fantastic ball.
Yeah, big opportunity for the Thunder. I think they're within about a game and a half of Denver now since Denver lost tonight. It's interesting to see if they can even get, Russell Westbrook still not shooting the ball very well, and they're playing probably the best offense they've played in quite some time. To his credit, even though he's not shooting very well, he's setting up guys probably the best he has in his entire career, drawing attention from other defenders, drawing that second defender on drives, and getting guys a ton of three-point shots. I think he's had 14 or more assists in 7 of the last 8 games. And as you know, probably he's going for his 9th consecutive triple-double tomorrow in Houston.
He's a freak. There's no doubt about it. What do you think, Eric, in terms of what's the feeling that you get from him if he enjoys this type of role? Because it's different than in the past when he, took way more shots and, people said he was a ball hog and everything else. Now he's like facilitating like nobody's business. And like, is he happy?
Yeah. I think frankly, for the better part of the season, he's been in a good place. I think that he just wants to win more than anything. I think that's been his thing, ever since, just his entire career. He's been about winning first and foremost. And I think that's like the general misconception about Russell Westbrook is, people seem to kind of just want to put him into this box of he chases stats and he chases triple-doubles and such. It's like, dude, everybody in the league chases stats. Like, all these guys are looking at the stats all the time. So Russell Westbrook is not a greater offender of chasing stats than anybody else in this league. I think he cracked the code and being able to figure out how to get these triple-doubles, and that's perfectly fine, as long as it doesn't hurt the bottom line of winning games. and the Thunder's winning a ton of games. They're playing a better brand of basketball than they were last year with your guy Carmelo Anthony last year. And look, they just look like a better, more athletic, more motivated team this season. And I think Russell Westbrook's a big part of that. And a big reason for that is, making a couple of personnel changes too.
I got to tell you, Eric Thornwood is from the Oklahoman. Back to the stats thing for a second. It's simple. They all know to a man that stats get you paid. It's that simple. There's not one guy that doesn't look at that stat sheet, and there's not one coach, there's not one GM that doesn't like that. If they don't have that stat sheet in their hand at the end of the game, somebody's getting fired because that's how important it is to them. So I don't want to hear any of that. You know it as well as I do. Let me ask you this. So I was talking to a guy the other day, and he was like, Pharrell, you remind me of Adams, the way I play basketball. And I've said on this show, and people think I'm crazy, but, like, they asked me – someone asked me the other night, who's my favorite players to watch in the league? And what was it, Mavi? Some guy asked me, name five of them. Is that what he said, my five favorite players?
Yeah, that's true.
And I put Adams in there, in the five, believe it or not, because I just think – he's such a mother Pharreller on the boards, physically setting screens, banging, rebounding, finishing, finger rolls, swatting shots, grabbing boards on both ends, hustling, diving on the floor. Teammates love him. Fans love him. I just think the guy is an absolute pimp.
He does all the intangible dirty work stuff for the Thunder. He's a screen setter. He's more athletic than you'd think. He does everything defensively for them. The way that they play him up high and pick and roll to be able to trap guards, and then he still has to drop back onto centers. He's doing arguably more work than any center in the league, I think, in the minutes that he plays. Never takes a playoff. They ask so much of him in that defensive system. And then offensively, he's a guy that can go get you 15, 16 points a game. He's basically their only offensive rebounder most of the time when they go down the floor because they're playing four out most of the time because Jeremy Grant's on the perimeter. So this guy's really doing everything. And look, if you're a guy in pickup basketball that's doing everything, if you're the guy doing all the other stuff to get guys buckets and you're going after offensive rebounds, then, yeah, maybe you do have a game like Steven Adams. Even then, you're probably not getting to the level that guy is in terms of all the stuff he's doing for the Thunder. The team is just a completely different team when he's on the floor. He's one of the most efficient players in the league in terms of offense and defense. And I think that he really kind of encapsulates what this Thunder team's about.
Yeah, Mavia, Fuego said I play like him, but he definitely didn't mean diving for balls or hustling on the defensive end. What he meant is that I'm efficient and that I get the pill in the paint, and I finish, and I score, and I got little touch shots and little hooks and glass kiss touch, and I'm able to finish at the rim, and then I do nothing else of the sort. So I can score and finish, and I do nothing else. But he just thought, like, my efficiency of, like, I'll hit, like, 8 of 10 shots in a game, and they're all finger rolls at the rim. I think that's the kind of player he is. Do you think, other than that, I don't hustle at all, and I never play defense, and I yell and scream and cuss at refs and get multiple technicals and lead the league in techs and been thrown out of the game 50 times. But let me ask you, PG, he's never looked better, if you ask me, than he has with this team. I think he made a great decision staying there.
No, it's turned out great for him. And look, he's kind of bucked that whole notion of guys not wanting to play with Russell Westbrook and not being able to play their best basketball with Russell Westbrook. I think Russell Westbrook's assisted on about 46, 45% of Paul George's field goals this year. He's playing the best basketball of his career. He's probably the guy who's in the top three conversation for the defensive player of the year. He's probably in the top five for MVP. He's shooting more and with better efficiency than he ever has, which is crazy to think about. He's shooting more threes. He's hitting a better percentage of threes than he ever has. And I've just never seen a guy on the perimeter for the Thunder play with as much comfort and ease since Kevin Durant. He's really in a groove. And it's going to be great to watch him tomorrow against James Harden. And I wrote about this for Saturday's Oklahoman. It's really a contrast of styles. Paul George gets his points off the dribble, off the catch, in different areas. He's kind of got about an equal distribution in terms of, like, isolation points and catch and shoot points, while James Harden, we know, is the king of isolation. Whether that's, Chris Paul being out in the Rockets needing that, or James Harden just being the king of isolation points, they really get their points in different ways, but they're both equally effective, and it makes for like a really intriguing matchup of stars.
No doubt. Eric Thorne, Oklahoma. Do you think that Kobe was right about the beard, that he can't win a title playing this kind of basketball, this ISO ball every night?
Well, I think that it can get you to a point. I think that we've seen, though, in previous seasons, James Harden gets to this point, and defenses can kind of load up on him on his drives. You can put multiple defenders on him to make him take a high volume of shots. If he gets 39 on 38 shots, you know, that's doing your job. The thing is he going to burn out? And that's the big thing that we've seen from him in previous couple of seasons, is he gets to a point in the playoffs where he burns out, his efficiency goes down. He's shooting the ball at a really efficient rate considering how many three-point shots he's taking, how much of the offense he's having to carry. Getting Chris Paul back for them is critical. And if Chris Paul ends up getting hurt in the playoffs, which you could probably set your watch to at this point in time with the way that Chris Paul's been going the past few years, that's just more load that James Harden's going to have to carry. And, like, I know it's cool, this whole 30-point streak and whatnot, but the load he's had to carry with the 17 games in a row that Chris Paul missed, you know, it might get James Harden the MVP, but what toll is that going to take on him, you know, once the playoffs come? So I think Kobe's a little right there. It's just funny that it's coming from Kobe Bryant, of all people.
I got 45 seconds respectfully, Eric. Do you think the Thunder, because I love them, do you think they can actually make it to the Western Conference Finals and stand there instead of Denver, Houston, Portland, Utah, et cetera?
I do. I think they need one more piece, whether that's a defensive guy like Andre Robertson coming back, or, you know, getting an additional shooter. I think Russell Westbrook needs to shoot better from the field. I think he's doing a great job of facilitating right now, but his percentages need to go up from the field and the free throw line, because they need him to be a reliable source of offense, not just with his distribution, but his scoring too. But they do have the defensive chops to do it. They play at a great pace. Those guys like each other. I think they do have a chance to get to the Western Conference Finals this year. I really do.
Well, I hope that game in H-Town's a good one. I think it will be. Everyone can watch that one on national TV Saturday night. Eric, always a pleasure, man. Great stuff. Enjoy the game tomorrow night.
Thank you, man, always.
All right, Eric Horn covers the Thunder for the Oklahoman. All kinds of surprises tonight on the bench on a pain-free Friday. Carver High very concerned about my behavior, that I've brought not one but two bags of Popcorners White Cheddar. He's saying that you've really gone overboard. The 7-ounce bag wasn't enough. I brought 2 5-ouncers. That's 10 ounces. I'm going up 3 ounces. I'm like Mikey Garcia going up 2 weight classes.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.